This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Random Order Podcast, episode 130. Amen. It's your boy, man.
Jermaine Rich is in the building. We coming live from the Orlando land. Amen. Locked in.
B-Baby Trey in the building.
Yeah. I wore this sweater 3 days in a row.
Locked in. Yeah. We got my man, Shelly Sebastian, coming live from the GTA. How we feeling, brother?
Yes, sir. Feeling good. Hey, this is the third self-cut I ever gave myself.
Nice. I forgot to say something about it.
Respect this.
Man, we talked about all the hard-hitting, cutting-edge topics.
Cooling in the metaverse.
Tripping balls off ayahuasca.
Separating reality from that reach.
Being tinted to hell up.
Listening to music so loud you can't hear a car breaking down.
And of course, man, smashing food on your lap.
Listen, man,
drop a 5-star stunner rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Let the people know why you watch or listen to our road show.
Yeah.
Locked in merch, more vids and vlogs and shit. The Discord link locked in, man. Come on, man. www.randomorder.org, man. Let's get this goddamn episode started, shall we?
30.
Locked in.
Back from another man.
Another one.
Yeah. Shells is fresh off the winter storm survival.
Yo.
He's a survivor. He not gonna give up.
Nigga, that was straight throat. You gotta sink from the stomach, brother.
We were just talking, me and Symphony were just talking about neck singers and belly singers. I was trying to understand the difference of what it sounds like.
It's a real thing, man. You gotta know in a nigga. You can see it in a nigga neck.
Yeah. Ariana Grande, for example, she don't look like she got the neck for that.
She's a neck singer.
She be singing from her arms.
But she kind of do that soft shit.
That's from the neck.
I guess it kind of is.
Sick.
Well, that's that then.
Yeah. Is what it is, man.
Was the storm as bad as this? Is the media portrayed?
Yeah, it was bad, man. I went out that night. Zara and I went to go see went downtown. We went to see a friend of hers play down there.
Brave. That's brave.
Yeah, but it wasn't, when we left, it was straight. We left around like 6 o'clock. Play started at 7. It was straight. We were good. Play was about 2:30. So we got home probably around like 11:30. We had to drop her home. Her friend and it was crazy, bro. Like driving, it just switched on. Like, and it was crazy. And like by the time we got home, I'm like, okay, hey, I'm not trying to shovel tonight. Like, I'm trying to just get in the crib and go to bed. I was like, nah, I couldn't even make it up my driveway, bro.
It demanded a shovel.
Yeah, demanding a shovel. Whip was halfway off the fucking driveway.
Damn.
Halfway in the street. I had to get out and trek through the snow. It was really like past the ankles, like for real.
Golly. Are you let the snow stack up some, or are you like typically are you ready to break that down? You know,
no, I'm gonna hit it one by one. But just because I had just driven in it,
yeah,
and like it's stressful, yo. It's stressful when you're driving in a storm and you got people in your hands. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
I got lives in my hand and shit.
Of course.
So I was really focused that whole drive. So by the time I got home, like I was just mentally exhausted. So I wasn't finna hit it that night. But if I was like just home, I would have hit it that night, and then again in the morning type shit.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
I'm a survivor.
Real talk,
I'm not
man. It takes a certain driver too, man.
Yeah.
To take on that type of purpose, man, and have lives on your hand.
Lives.
Blue act, man. Driving on skis.
You know how crazy it is when you on the highway and you going like 50? It's hard to wrap your mind around that. Like I'm on the highway going 50.
Oh yeah.
Brother,
you know what I'm saying? It makes you want to speed up, but you got to stop yourself. Because I saw so many people in the ditch, bro. So many people in the ditch.
Oh,
so many
me.
People spun out upside down, all types of shit. So it was one of them ones still. They wasn't capping with that one.
Nah, man. That's the thing, because everyone would like, especially niggas in like Jeeps and shit.
Yep.
They always think
them
like,
damn pickup trucks, man. You know
what I mean? Flatbeds. God, yeah, the flatbeds, man. They think they can do 150. I'm like, bro, slow it down. Literally the night we're leaving Toronto, this must have been, is that November? No, I don't know when it was. We took our niece to dinner. And
the last time the highway turned into a fucking skating rink.
Yeah.
It was that date.
I can't remember when it was, but we took our niece to dinner. Everything was fine. There was no warnings of like, yo, snowstorm, nothing.
Like you said,
Bro was just off and then on.
Like literally on. We're texting her mom. We're like, yeah, like, you know, she's coming home now or whatever. And then she's like, yo, what's going on? Checking the time. I'm like, yo, I don't know if you looked outside, but it's like, it's snowing bad. I had to get off the highway just because I had a certain life in the car and just take a back road and be like, yo, I'm not risking it, man. Because it's not even me more so, it's other people. Because even when we're coming back from dropping her off, I'm like, all right, it's me and Jermaine, I'll take the highway, just whatever, go slower, doing about 20 on the highway.
We can eat a little bump. Okay.
We can eat a little bump, yeah. So we're coming down... We're coming down the little bend as you're going on to the 410.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like downhill goddamn ramp. 680 news. it's a left downhill ramp, and we got an 18 wheeler to my left, and I'm like every car is like bumper to bumper. Everyone's going super slow. I got a Ford Ram 4 behind me,
big boy.
I'm in a Jeep Grand Cherokee.
We in the Yameen too. We got our little Yameen, but
yeah,
we got a body behind us.
We situated, but. That's a fucking, literally, I see a fucking Ram, you know what I'm seeing? Like, not even Ram as that. A car, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a fucking goat with the horns. I'm like, all right, this thing's about to budge my shit, So we're coming down the hill, and mind you, like, the snowstorm just turned on.
Mm-hmm.
And the roads I see, like, I'm seeing that my wheels ain't got that grip on them like that.
Yep.
Old buddy clearly ain't had no grip. He using them all season tires.
Mm-hmm.
He starts sliding towards us now. And I'm like, yo, he's not even driving. He's literally sliding, trying to find traction because his car's not going to the left. But I can't go to the left lane because the 18 wheeler's there. So it's about to be like a 10 car pileup.
Yeah.
Honestly, stressful. I don't know what we did to get out of that situation, but we got out of it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't hit us. He was able to stop. I was able to clear the way before he hit me.
That's when you're on that damn like, wheel, bro. You just, the wheel's right here.
Oh, my
God. Your face is in the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you get out of that.
It's either I'm hitting the car. Like, and the thing is, I'd rather him hit me first. Because then after that, it's his fault. I can't go hit this nigga first and say, and then he doesn't even end up hitting me. You know what I mean? Then
But you know what happens? I was rear-ended in an accident one time, and my car hit the car in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, this is unfair, bro.
No, that's fine. But that's because it's his fault behind
you. Yeah, that's
now.
Not you. That was on you.
Yeah, but technically, they could go that way. Because I ain't technically hit him. So what happened was the guy was like, he's like, you know, I feel like every time you get in an accident with someone, they're a mechanic. I have a shop.
Yeah, they always got the shop.
We all got a shop, nigga.
It got to be a setup sometimes. There's just niggas in the city just setting up accidents.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. But this was early on, so I didn't really know. It was the first time I got in an accident still. So the guy, he hits me. My car rolls forward, hits another car. So the guy's like, oh, I can... He's like, yo, I have a shop. Like, we won't go through insurance. I'll fix something. All right, cool. So I get his number, and the guy in front of me gets his number. Cool. So I'm calling this guy now, like, yo. A couple days later, I call him, like, yo, how are we going to deal with this? He's like, oh, the guy that you hit wants to go through insurance. And since I didn't technically hit him, like, you got to deal with him and his insurance. I'm like, come on. You know what I'm saying? So I had to end up doing the whole fucking bullshit insurance and
He played you, man. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah, he played me. Yeah, I didn't know.
If Buddy hit me, I'd be like, listen, I wouldn't have hit his shit. You wouldn't have seen the Jeep logo in his Honda, sir. Like, if it weren't for the Ram logo in my
real
shit.
Talk,
yeah,
man.
That, yeah, not
it
facts.
Is, man. Like, facts, but it's people. I just never ever. Okay, let me put it this way. If I go to McDonald's.
Nice.
If I go to McDonald's, I know I'm expecting to speak to an employee there. If I'm getting in my car, I'm not expecting to fucking pull over on the side of a highway and talk to a fucking stranger who just hit my car. I'm not with that.
Okay. Where are you going with that?
That's it. It's on the jail. I'm trying to be at McDonald's. I'm trying to be at McDonald's. Like I plan to go somewhere else, not to talk to you. So whatever you got to say to me is going to be some bullshit. Like, I'm not about to hit P. Diddy and he's going to... I wouldn't even want to hit P. Diddy.
Yeah.
He's scary. Yeah.
It's gonna be, I'm going through insurance on Diddy.
Yeah. Oh, we doing
that. I fucking told the story wrong. What happened was the nigga hit the nigga... And then the nigga he hit me. I didn't hit nobody.
So who wanted to go insurance? You?
So the nigga all the way in the back, the nigga that hit me wanted to go insurance with the nigga in the back. So because the nigga that hit me wanted to go to the nigga in the back to get insurance, he was like, yo, I'm just going to go insurance for everyone. I wasn't driving my car, so I didn't want to go insurance because I wasn't breaking the law, but you know, on insurance. It's a different type of
what's team. Your name, son? Sheldon Sebastian? Leave me in court. Let's look at all this bullshit. I'm not really feeling this story, Sheldon. Right, that nigga. If I'm a judge, man, I'm cutthroat. So, sir, the one in the back, he wanted to do the insurance, but I said I got a guy. Listen, I was for the right, all three of y'all.
I'll cheer y'all in jail. Wait, why niggas go to jail?
Hey, man, the
car's still broken.
I ended up fixing it out of pocket.
What did it come to? Because
it was my shorty's whip, so I ended up. I had a bunch of mechanics in my family, so I ended up just buying like certain parts to fix it.
You sound like them niggas.
When it's my pockets, I fix it. Yeah. Nah. But speaking of driving, I started watching this new docuseries about Formula One.
Yeah,
Netflix on.
Dude, Formula One is pretty sick.
Yeah,
bro, it's pretty sick, man. It's a lot of drama, but then it's like still a sport, so you get like the competition side of it. And, like, I don't know if I'm getting... I feel like it's an old nigga sport, so maybe I'm getting older, but I'm kind of getting into Formula One, man.
That's what's up.
Like,
nice. A lot of racial tension in that field.
That's NASCAR, I think.
Formula One's different?
Formula One is different. Formula One is, like, those go-kart-looking whips.
Oh, so they're not racist?
I don't think so. I didn't get it. Okay. It's a lot of European guys. I mean, I'm not to say that they're not... Yeah, you know.
You know where it started.
Yeah.
But it ain't the down south, you know.
That's what's up. That's fair.
Boys.
That's what's up.
So it's a little different.
Symphony's brother is into racing. But that would be what? That'd be NASCAR.
That'd be NASCAR, yeah, I believe.
Yeah. But he's in the spec Miatas, I believe, in the Mazdas and shit. But like he had a race one time.
He had a race.
Yeah, he had a race.
He had a race. All right, brother. We had a race.
Yeah, that's tough.
Spikes down the shit.
It was a little tense, man. Yeah, it was a little bit of a, you know what I mean?
Really?
A coincidental, unfortunate event. Happened to one car, all the other cars is fine.
Everyone else got premium gas and this shit. You just loaded them up with the fucking 88.
The thing is, though, in the race, bro, like, that's really how it is. Because even with the Formula One shit, it's like, it's really about who got the most money.
Yeah.
Like, all it's about. Whoever got the most money got the sickest win. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas, they win over and over and over again.
Yeah, I'm coming through with that fucking hoverboard, nigga.
Yeah.
Just my shit not even touching the floor.
But I think it's unfair, though. I feel like they should have, like, one whip, standard whip, and then, you know, whoever's the sicker driver, then they win. Not whoever got the fastest whip. I feel like that's...
Yeah, because they're just racing slow whips with fast whips, huh? Yeah.
Exactly.
But, yeah, they're all fast, though.
And on top of that, what they do is they do, like, qualifying races. So you have to, like, you race the whole lap by yourself. Whoever has the fastest time, that determines, like, where you start in the race. So if my whip is slow, I'm already finna start
at the
13th place. Like, that's so fucking
Yeah, you
unfair,
should flip it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Faster whip in the back.
Toyota Camry up front.
You know what I'm saying?
Fucking blacking out.
Yeah. Bro, I start my own league, man. I like to see big vehicles go faster than they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So school bus race, like tricked out school buses.
They got to
just
have
nitro
that.
Down, just city buses, actually.
Yeah. Just rep your city, fucking city of Brampton, city of Toronto, STC, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Tricked out Brampton Transit joint. Looked at with the in the young
blue neon lights under my shit.
Yeah.
Yo, man, come rip your city, man, over here at J. Key's Automobile Racing.
Come on, man.
Dog, I was telling, so when we was over there in Utah, speaking of bus,
nice.
Buses.
Wait, what?
Speaking of buses, school buses.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. What do you call more than one bus?
Bus eye.
What?
Yeah, buses, plural.
Buses, right?
Yeah, buses. Yeah, the buses. But you said, all right, go ahead.
I said, speaking of bus, because it was one bus, I was, whatever. Speaking of bus, I was, so there's this thing called the hoop bus, right? And the, like, niggas go around, oh, yeah. And the bus just, no one knows where it comes from. The bus just pulls up and niggas just get their moves off. So we're coming out of this party, this after party, and you know what I mean? Like, vibes are right. We slizzed out, slizzed in. Come outside, and you know, every time I see a basketball net, I just want to shoot. So I see a floating basketball net. I notice just the basketball net first, and then I'm like, oh, shit, it's attached to a bus. I'm like, oh, shit, it's the hoop bus. Seen all over TikTok and shit, whatever. Mm-hmm. And something just told me, leave it alone. Don't go over there. You don't need to do this.
Right? Ball shorts are not on.
No.
Coats,
no,
man. Winter coats.
Shit. So yeah. I was bundled thinking, up. Let me leave it alone. And then funny enough, later on I go back on like TikTok and see a highlight of someone leaving a party drunk, tries to guard this like pro hooper, and he fucking dunks on him in front of the hoop bus.
Oh no.
And I'll see if I can find him and we can clip it in here. But it was just funny. So I was trying to piece those things together.
Bro, my world would be upside down.
If I got dunked on while drunk outside and everyone's
in Utah? Just surrounded by mountains, and I'll be, well, where am I, nigga? What is going on?
Why can't I breathe? Right
Who's that guy? The thing is, the way Cuz got dunked on was like, it was like how Boondocks would make getting dunked on. Like, it was literally that bad. Like, it was like
back down. Where is this guy? Oh, shit, he's in the air. Fucking legs on my shoulders. Like,
yeah,
it was bad. But it was just that's just a funny concept, man. To put a basketball net on a hoop, on a bus.
And pull up.
And pull up.
I think they do that shit, Venice Beach?
I don't know. Yeah, there definitely has to be more than one. But I was like, me seeing it in Utah, I was like, I found it funny because I'm like, oh shit, it's a hoop bus. Like, felt like I had to go get moves off on the hoop bus.
And it wasn't the season for the hoop bus too. That's why I would stay away.
Yeah, I know, salt on the ground. Yeah.
Like, it ain't even spring yet, bro. Like, I'm good.
No.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's crazy. How's it been back at the gym after the vid?
Oh, that shit kicked my ass. So it's crazy how much you can see, like your fall off is, like, when you can't breathe and shit. And, like, just not working out. Nah, it's pretty crazy still, honestly. It was a tough week still.
But it took nothing but a session to get back?
Weak, honestly, man. Fuck. Like, I couldn't lift the certain things I was lifting. I was like, yo, what happened? Plus, we were gone for, like, 2 weeks. So, I was, like, I was out for, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, the recovery was bad, honestly, man. Recovery was bad, but no, it's back in there now. Everything's fine. My legs are shredded right now, man. I can't walk.
You always want to walk out of the gym after leg day on a motherfucking scooter. You know them scooters, broken leg scooter things?
On a hoverboard on my hands. Remember when people started riding hoverboards different?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone started getting it. They had to figure out a new way to flex it. Niggas just on it, just dragging their legs.
Rollerblades and forearms.
This is my thought. How fast does someone have to go on the ground to catch fire?
On the ground?
I'm sure you gotta be somewhere in the ballpark at the speed of light.
Really?
Yeah.
For real?
Shit, nigga, probably.
So if I had like, yeah, I know my skin will scrape off before I catch fire.
First of all, why are your feet even that dry?
It's just the friction.
Oh, okay.
Like, if I'm on a hoverboard and I'm going on my hands and just my feet are dragging, but I'm hitting about 50 miles per hour. Like,
you're going to be sanded down by the time you get to where you're going.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to like go a fire, potato.
But I'm going to have those
shit's
spark.
About to get erased.
Like, you know when a car is driving fast and like a metal rod is like down and you just see hella sparks on the nigga shit. Like, how fast?
But that's a spark. That's not fire.
Oh, yeah, that's different. Yeah. That's different.
But that can, that's step one is spark. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Step two is spark.
Real talk.
You know what I mean?
Man, if you could have one tricky little power up in your wheels, man. You know, you got the oil slicks, nigga. Yeah. You got them little spikes. Spikes come out your wheels.
Shit, yeah.
Little smoke screen.
Yeah.
If you could just install one sneaky one, you don't got to use it either. But you know what I mean? It's always nice to know you have it.
I'll do the spikes behind me. Yeah, I'll do
that. On the blue eye? You just least expect it.
License plate just goes down and shit. Spikes just go
down. Okay, hold on. Yeah, okay. So you're doing the spikes.
I feel like that's like, I'm out of there after that. Like, spikes.
Yeah, you're right. Where are the spikes coming out from, though? Like, you get
the license plate. License plate.
That's pretty, I'm not going to lie, man. You kind of let me down there, so.
What do you mean? That's hard.
Really? That's hard.
It's all right.
What you mean?
It's all right. Spikes are coming out my fucking exhaust pipe if I had to.
Just shoots out.
My exhaust pipe is only on one side, so I'm like,
okay,
I'll tear your license plate. Yours to discover, motherfuckers. Discover that shit.
Fucking device.
Nice.
Exactly.
Oh, man. What about you?
Yeah,
man, I'm getting spikes fucking leaving my wheels in the middle of all my rims. Just fucking hit a button. You got them big spikes and shit.
Trucks that's kind of sick.
They don't slide in. Real talk. Popped them out. Little nudge.
Getting him out of there. Honestly, I'd probably if this is even possible, I'll probably just do like a fucking giant airbag around my shit. So I just press one button so I can bounce whips away from me, or I can just protect myself.
Yo, actually, you know what, man?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, you thought about that.
Yep. I feel that. You always got, sometimes you got to bounce a whip. Sometimes I do wish, I've literally said I wish like a big boxing glove was just comes out the side of my car. Just get the fuck out of here, bro.
That's on some Rocket League shit.
Yeah, and I can choose how powerful I want the poof, you know?
Yeah. You know what would be good, actually, if I could have like a little, like, kind of similar to you, but like a pillow system at the back. Because I hate when I'm in a whip. And I'm like looking through my rearview mirror, I just see a nigga coming quick.
Yeah.
Like, if I could just hit the button and just poof that shit out and stop getting fucked up, that'd be kind of
I don't know if I offend people, but sometimes I see somebody like pulling up crazy and I'm like, you know what I mean? I move up
a little bit more.
Like, I was dressed in the road.
Tints on the back of my whip are like the best thing I did, because the faces that I make looking through that rearview mirror are like, sometimes I turn around, like I literally turn my whole body like, nigga, what? Why are you coming so fast?
I had to cool that shit down in Florida, man. Toronto, like, I don't really care to look at you and make a face, but Florida niggas is
hard, man. They got them fucking tutors.
They got the car specialist. Already boosted up. So the niggas be driving crazy here, man. Honestly,
it's wild stuff.
I let them do their thing, man. It's like, all right, whatever. Yeah.
You be trying to be yin it up, tint it up.
I wish,
presidential.
I would, man. If I could tint, I'd do like the only thing I don't like about tints is how dark it is in the night,
bro.
Yeah,
dark, bro.
All of our cars actually. We used to tint. Okay, what's illegal? Zara, how do we come just under that?
I'd be scared. I remember when I first got my tint, and I was coming home from Toronto one night, and it was like my first time driving. And like, I thought I looked, but it's weird because it's like you look, but it's like a certain spot you gotta look. So I didn't look in that spot. I just looked, and I just started to go over, and I just feel a car vroom, right past me. I'm like, oh shit. Nigga, I wind down those back windows for the rest of that ride. Yeah. Like, I ain't adjusted yet.
You gotta drop the rear windows to switch lanes.
Yeah, you gotta drop. I turn the tin off.
That's, oh, that'd be hard. But that's why a lot of these cars, man, like the futuristic joints, I'm like, yo, man, I'd be dependent on a lot of them because when I'm in a rental, it has all these features, backup cams. They'll tell you the little light on your mirrors and shit. They'll tell you like when a car's there. So I got so used to driving in Toronto that I came back here, fucking hit my little shit, my little clicker to go left, quiet as a mouse. I go over.
Damn. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Sure, you want to go left?
Do what you need.
But I don't need no AI telling me how to drive and shit. That shit gets annoying sometimes.
Yeah, no. But just a little light, because I'll look for a light and say, oh, someone's there. Like, all right, you know.
Yeah, I like the little sensors, little beeps and shit. I like that.
Yeah.
Or even like the camera where it puts your whip in the street, give you like the aerial view type shit. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
I'm involved.
Yeah, you got
I cameras. Need some of that, man. I can't lie, bro. My shorty switched whip with her parents. Got a little like, it's like a new Accord. Not new, but like newer, of course.
With
like
the bells and whistles.
Damn.
Yeah, so I was whipping that, and I'm just like, man, I deserve this, man. Like, I go back to my shit, it's just the radio. That's the
analog.
That's the best part of my whip, nigga.
That's just so, man. This is where all the tech is at. This is the heart of the brain of my whip.
You installed it. It's a fucking JVX fucking sound system.
Aftermarket for sure.
The other day, I was a family member got just upgraded to the big body Range Rover, but like this bitch is like there's 100 miles on it.
The Yameen edition,
brand new. Yeah, like the big boy. Like I've never seen this range like in person. Sitting there, just first thing is, what does the speaker sound like? Speakers are great, man. Just looking at all the features and whatever. I didn't drive it, just looking at it in the driveway. And it was just like, something about me told, our whip is parked to the right. Something about me just said, like, I'm enjoying everything. Something in that moment said, hey, man, like, humble yourself. Look right, brother. I had to look at my shit. Let's get out of here, man. It's crazy always going into like a super like futuristic whip, like a brand new whip, and then going to, I'm like, bro, this shit just dropped. Like when they did us dirty with the Jeep, we always talk about it. Like we got the 2016 model, 2018, they started doing fucking
all the tech upgrades that they never for years
said, no, we won't do
it. Oh, right after y'all?
Finally, we're switching it up.
Yeah.
Decking it out. Crazy. The luxurious. You don't have no idea.
That shit pissed me off, man, but it felt like that moment all over again, but...
Man, you just getting flexed on for half an hour straight.
Oh, my God.
In detail. Mm-hmm. Feature by feature. But like, here's another one you don't have, nigga. Seat warmers.
Cup holder. The fuck, yeah, I got four.
I feel like I'm going to miss the culture of buying the deck and just fucking... You know what I mean? You find your own aftermarket third-party deck. You're like, bro, where'd you get this?
All the it was fun, man.
I was even thinking, I'm like, yo, I don't think I'm ever going to install speakers in my whip anymore. Because, Sean, you got speakers in your whip, right?
I do, yeah.
The last time I had speakers in my whip was, like, maybe, like, high school. And then the Jeep, we had to install speakers in as well. But
It was downgrade. It was a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you downgraded. Yeah. Like, to have your boombox in that shit and pop your trunk. Play ball outside and just fucking have your shit blasting, kill your battery, gives a fuck.
Bro, our batteries used to cry, man.
Oh my God.
It was like a standard program to get a new car. And then my dad's like, all right, let me help you rim it out and fucking throw speak. This nigga loved it. So I think it was for him.
Yeah.
So every time you tricked out a car, I was like, he was doing something for him. Giant fucking subwoofer.
Yeah.
These cars, it had headaches, nigga, and caused them.
Yeah. I miss it.
Crazy fucking. Yeah, I miss it. It was a lot, though. It was a lot. But like when you really get in your mood, you're like, man, let me go crazy.
Oh my God.
It makes you drive faster.
Yeah, man. Especially when Wayne dropped Swag Surfing. I said, bro, bass up.
The only bad thing, though, is like I never listen to my whip. I never hear my whip. Like, I don't know if shit's cracking or clunking or what's going on in there. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Wheezy,
man. Crying for help, nigga. Yeah. Ow. Fucking Wheezy and baby.
Wheezy and baby, man. And the F is for a fucked up whip.
Front calipers fucked.
grinded.
Just fucking like, metal on metal, bro.
They can pull out. Like,
yo, he's fucking grinding his way to work.
Like, I remember one time I went to my fucking mechanic. He said, yo, your calipers are grinding. How do you not hear it? I said, bro, if you heard the song.
I pull up on my bro. You just like, wait, wait,
wait. No, sometimes your trunk is open, just flapping on the fucking highway. You just, I got this helmet, that's on it. Chrome in my body. Dog.
Damn.
Nah, I'm for sure gonna miss that, man, because it's just like, it's just something that people don't really do, because a lot of these cars are coming with nice speakers now. Like,
yeah, they're doing the collab deals now, bro.
You yeah, like
fucking Beats by Dre and shit.
Yeah, or Kumar and fucking whatever.
Didn't the Chrysler 300 get a Dr. Yeah. Dre speaker?
Yeah,
package?
One of them. Yeah. Which man. One got the, is it the, it's not the Herman Miller, that's a chair.
Yeah, no, it's the Harman Kumar or whatever. I said yeah, Harold and Kumar, that, yeah. Y'all didn't clock it. I let the conversation keep going.
I was going with it. Yeah, something like that.
So funny, man, how these niggas would come tune into a podcast and say, oh yeah, these guys know a lot about everything. So, oh yeah, the Harold and Kumar is in the speakers.
Man, I know I'd be wrong, bro.
I don't even care. Dog, did we ever tell a story about our mechanic Amir? Man, there's too many stories, but essentially this guy
was all the same problem.
Yeah, so this guy's a fucking dirtbag,
snatched out mechanic.
But he's the fucking sweetest guy ever, man. He's really nice.
Man, nice.
But gorgeous eyes.
Oh my god, this guy.
That's how he signs you up.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Brother, let me fix. He's a Middle Eastern cat.
Yeah,
he just gazed into his eyes and shit. Car broken. Let me fix. It's like, yo, yeah, here.
Yeah, here. Bro, so sometimes I give him the keys, and I'm like, wait, how am I getting home? where am I going after this? But, yo, man, here's Amir, man. He's a mechanic for my dad's trucks and the vans and everything. So, but, you know what I mean? My dad was still, how you say it? When we wanted cable, my dad called Victor instead of Rogers.
Yeah, it's usually just like, one person, just never a plural.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you call Roger himself, nigga. Fucking stealing guy.
This nigga called Victor, and there's a man that like was at our parties and shit on my roof with his boots installing a satellite. Where I'm like, I don't even know where you got this one from, but anyways, like that's just my dad's thing. So he was like that for personal, and I see that he carried the same treatment into business. So he got all these cars, all these trucks he has to like maintain, and you know what I mean, keep them up to date. The workers are fucking them up. They have to be good. He has to get workers for A to B.
Yeah,
here comes Amir, man. He meets this guy. He says, yeah, man, Amir's cheap, he's quick, good guy, nice eyes, he gets it done, and he's right down the street from my shop,
and he works on luxury vehicles. He's a Beamer. He loves working on Beamers, Benzes.
Perfect. I was working on Beamer.
Time my dad was beamed up.
Yeah, so it was nice. So he had a one-stop shop where he got the personal whips, he got our whips, he got the work whips, everything. So every time we had a problem, and I'm like, all right, this is a quick fix. If I take this to Infinity, let these guys deal with me quick. You're gonna be paying a little bit more of a price, but I'm gonna get my whip back, maybe get a loaner whip, whatever the case is. Let's deal with it proper. No, man, yeah. Amir. Whatever. Every time we took our whips to Amir, he would take our shit. It was starting to be like not like just a certain mechanic taking your whip just to fix it. We had suspicions.
I know where this is going.
We had suspicions. Like, you know what I mean? Like he was doing the exhibit Pimp My Ride shit, but he was
just pimping my ride. Pimping my ride out, motherfucker. Just using that shit all fucking weekend. Bro, every time it started to be just every time we're dropping off our car. Something's wrong. I'm hearing a sound click. Drop off. No, bro, check it. You don't know if it's a drop off problem. Yeah. You could pull a leaf out of my shin, like, oh, nigga, that's it.
That was it right there. Yeah. My thing with him is that he always say, drop car off and then turn around. I'm like, bro, the conversation's not finished. I didn't agree yet. Like, where are you going? Start going with his wrench, fixing other shit. Leaf keys. Bro, where are you going, bro? Like, you don't even tell me what's wrong.
Yeah.
Anyways, I always tell my dad, I'm like, yo, he's taking our whips. He's driving it like personally. This guy would leave water bottles and shit in Jermaine's car and all this, whatever. I'm like, yo. My dad's like, leave it alone, man. Leave it alone.
That's fuck crazy.
Me. Whatever. So one day we're driving to Bramley City Center. I see a fucking Infiniti, all black. I said, damn, nice Infiniti. You know, you're always going to look, when you see another whip that's yours, you're always going to look like,
yeah, it's like looking at yourself from a different angle.
Yeah,
and
you
shit.
Know what I mean? Like,
third person.
But that's how I look at that shit.
I'm parked up. Now I look clean in that hole. So I'm just admiring another whip. Yeah. Then I say, oh, buddy got the same scratch that I, he got the same rim. So I'm waiting until we pull up a little bit more. See fucking Amir kick back in my shit, just fucking. Oh, I hear the bass my. Niggas just fucking bobbing his head. I said, no way. Fucking way. Caught red-handed, man, whipping my shit, going to the mall on a Saturday.
This is not that's business.
That's crazy.
And he had the aviators on.
Yeah, clean.
Clean. To the point where it's like, I'm hating if I'm mad. Like, you know what I mean? This the biggest slide about baby, he's testing.
You gotta
shit
hit one
out.
Of these.
That's what Richie did. I did it, man. I'd fucking both eyes open, looking right at this nigga, like, bro, how are you in my whip right now? That's crazy.
Yeah. That's a lot, bro. That's a lot.
But it comes with that price, man, that my dad was just wanted to pay. It's just that friend price of like, yo, it is what it is, man. Leave it alone. Mm-hmm.
I had a BMW. My dad, I had a Jeep situation. Then my dad upgraded his whips and then his whip. And then he's like, "Hey, take my old BMW X5, fucking bajillion miles on it." I'm like, "Yo, X5, yo, neat." He takes my Jeep, sells that, whatever. He holds that cash. The shit starts shaking and shit. I'm getting all sorts of lights and black smoke, whatever. Take to a mirror. He said, "This is garbage. It's done. That's it." I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, damn. I mean, he said the engine block is cracked.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, done. This is useless. You can't do nothing with this. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm just stunned. He's like, I buy off you. Bro, come to find out, a few weeks later,
he's
back in the house. Whipping it, bro. He bought that shit off me for a steal.
Yeah.
He fixed that shit, pulled up in that shit.
No way.
Yeah, he's one of a kind man.
I want to send you guys a picture
of your mechanic.
Y'all into AI, AI art?
That shit
scares me. You did some AI
me.
Art?
I didn't do some AI art, but I seen some AI art.
Mm-hmm.
That was very interesting. Heading your way.
This is a pigeon. Pigeon with a New York hat. Holding a remote with a pizza in front of him.
I think he's on his phone, no? Look at your phone to me.
Oh, that's what's up.
He looks
this
good.
This is what we're
yeah,
using.
Yeah,
he
cleaner,
looks
man.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks fire, right?
Yeah. You ever hear how they can't, or AI can't figure out fingers right now?
No.
So if you find some realistic looking ass pictures and you look closer and you see like fucking 40 fingers on them or a few
fingers.
Extra limbs.
Wait, why?
Yeah,
it just can't figure it out for some
too.
Reason. If you go try, if you hop on one of these sites and try to say, I don't know, whatever, anything, like anything with a human, like you go look at his fingers and the fingers are fucked up.
Damn.
It's a little creepy.
Yeah, no, that shit. I try to stay away from that, man. I seen this thing on Twitter, and it was a VR headset, and they're saying like, oh, you know, in VR headset you can relive memories. So this guy's like chilling around his living room in VR, but then the VR will play a moment like he's looking at his couch, and the VR replays a video of someone sitting on the couch. And I'm like, yo, that's fucking like almost scary.
Wait, so how do they?
So he has a VR headset on, right? And I'm guessing that he already has footage from someone already sitting down in this couch.
Mm.
So he looks at the couch. The VR fucking analyzes the couch, says, bet. There's a nigga sitting. Jermaine was sitting right there. Played a video of Jermaine sitting right there on the couch. And then it's you sitting right there. The nigga was like petting the fucking cat on the couch and shit while he's still looking at his whole like room. And I'm like, yo, that's crazy. Like, that's like.
So what, it's like for like companionship type shit?
Just reliving memories.
Not just where are you going with this, brother?
I don't know. Well, I'm just trying to understand the situation.
Like, why would you do this? It seems like a lot of work.
I mean, one moment. We're talking about AI, so I'm just like, oh, like, this is another thing that's ahead of itself right now. I guess just to relive moments. Like, I mean, fuck, it could be sad for niggas that lost someone and wants to, like, oh, relive that moment, maybe just watch something or whatever, but...
It's like a very immersive video.
Yeah, like, imagine... Oh, yeah, no, I'd leave that alone, man.
I heard this podcast ad It's a new podcast focusing on AI chatbots and people like forming like real relationships with AI chatbots.
Real relationships?
Yo, like.
With what?
Chat AI chatbots. Like Chat GPT type shit.
So think if you were to like to talk to Siri all day.
I did that with Smart Child.
Nah, this is some smarter shit, man. This is a smarter adult. It's the same nigga, but beefed up. Yo, ChatGPT is fucking crazy. This whole thing is insane, man.
I don't know how I feel about it, man. I don't know, man. I don't want to be like old and like stuck in the past and shit like that. You know, I'm trying to progress.
All these youngsters in new times gonna be fucking on that AI shit. I can't be left behind.
I was just thinking about it today. Like when I think about GPS, bro, like what an invention, man. What a piece of innovation.
Yeah.
That like I'm so grateful to have and to be able to use. MapQuest was a fucking chore.
Bro, I had no chance of surviving this world without GPS, man, honestly.
Nah, facts.
You know what? In my inner city, I'd be straight. In my inner city, I'd be good.
Yeah, of course, as you should be.
I'd lose restaurants and shit. Forget about fucking spots.
Yeah, but it's gonna challenge you to just remember like where certain things are, because it's possible, man. Because even back in the olden day, when these niggas said, "Go to that town to get me some chicken." That one spot. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, the niggas are hopping on that horse and saying, head west until you see the bridge. That's the thing that scares me with directions. Don't tell me go straight until I see a bridge, because, nigga, I'll go forever. I'm like, I didn't see no bridge.
Okay, but then you can't, because I remember that one vlog where you were telling Summer to get licks or something.
She wasn't using GPS.
She
wasn't trying to use a GPS.
And she didn't listen to my directions, because those directions were crystal clear. Go all the way down Jarvis until you see the sugar factory. The LCBO is right there. And there's the Loblaws.
But you could give the advice, but you don't want to take it.
But I'm not telling you, don't stop until you see, and you're going to hit a river before you go anywhere else. So you don't notice the end. Yeah.
Keep going till you can't.
I'm just saying, I'm bringing it up because I'm like, you could give good instructions that someone could follow. And
all right, if it's good, I'll take it. If it's good, I'll take it. Yeah. Right.
Bro, my heart always like dropped. Literally, this little Asian lady came up to me asking for directions. I'm like, yo, I don't. Yeah, I'm not in a world where I give directions like that. Niggas should figure that shit out for themselves. But then I knew my shit. I'm like, you going? Thank you. Who says you made it there? But yeah, I thought it was pretty clear directions.
Yeah. Right.
Straight. Left at the thing.
Mm-hmm. Turn around. It'll be right there.
She's like, you're so handsome.
Yeah.
I feel like she just wanted to talk to me.
Oh, yeah.
She's trying to raise you up still.
Yeah. Like, you ain't looking for no goddamn bagel house.
Come on.
Y'all see the VR shit, man? Creepy, no?
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, this is crazy, bro. I don't really need this one.
I don't need that.
Yeah, I don't need this one.
I don't need that at all, man. Like,
it's not even clean. Like, clean it up, maybe.
I mean, it's just started, but you know what I mean? Like, but that literally looks like some movie shit, like Truman Show shit, or like,
it do.
You know what I mean? Somewhere it's just like, yo, check this out, and niggas crying because he's reliving something. You know what I mean? That's scary to me, man. Like, I don't know. Certain things are just like,
all right. Obsessive about certain memories and shit. But damn, you damn sick old niggas out watching the bed, motherfucker. What you watching? Just get up.
Damn, I'm hitting that shit.
I dread the moment where VR just becomes sicker than real life.
Yeah.
You're just like in this immersive world, the battery dies. Fucking piece of shit house, nigga.
And that's the thing. There's so many like movies, animes, and shit about it. It's going to happen, man.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to put on a headset and like
escape and shit. Yeah, you never look good. You never look cool. You never look a bit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Your boys will ever do ayahuasca on some real shit.
I have no idea what it is, to be honest. So
ayahuasca, Jermaine's gonna tell you what that is. What?
Man, you know it's it's a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Man, don't ask me like that, man.
Ayahuasca.
It's a thing you take as a drink. Or they at least they make it into a drink. And from what I've gathered in my lifetime is that you first off, there's like a shaman that like takes you through it into certain locations. Like you might be in Peru and then link up with a shaman, you know what I mean? Organize an ayahuasca trip, usually in a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're supposed to be with them, do these little situations, rituals, if you will. I'm not sure. And then you take the ayahuasca, and then you typically you'll have like you'll see the things on your mind. You'll see the things that are bothering you or the things that are on your heart. So people tell stories of going there and like seeing, it's usually pretty traumatic. So people tell stories of them like seeing their moms yelling at them and shit, or fucking, you know, anything that's on their heart and anything that's like bothering them. Almost like they have to see this or deal with this to be all right.
It's almost like a more intensive like mushroom experience. Okay. But it's like usually like in stories I've heard, it's usually people are going to take it because they like something really just traumatic just happened to them and they don't know how else to deal with it, get over it, solve it type of thing. So they go over there to like see the truth almost. You know what I mean?
And then you yak your guts out. Typically.
And then you yak your guts out vertically.
I get so it all.
You see you receive the traumatic experience.
Yeah, people say that like you have. They see their mom acting out like a traumatic event, whether it's like screaming at them, whatever. But it's you hallucinate.
Mm-hmm.
So you take it to live the whole thing again.
Not exactly like that.
You're trying to get answers.
Yeah, I guess you're like exploring yourself. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Trying to find something.
Damn, that sounds like a lot. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it may fucking like it's supposed to change your personality.
Right.
You're supposed to like you're going there. And I would never expect it to be spelt this way. I spelt it with an I. It's spelled A-Y-A-H-U-A-S-C-A. That's crazy.
You know how spelling it.
Yep. So it's a plant-based psychedelic. Psychedelics affect all the senses, altering the person's thinking and sense of time and emotions. Nigga, wake up, say what time it is.
Damn it.
They can cause a person to hallucinate seeing or hearing things that do not exist or are distorted.
And it's something natural or is it like a science thing?
It's a plant-based.
Yeah, it's natural.
Plant-based thing. So this is the real deal type shit. But I mean, like, you know what I mean? I'm not fucking one of those, but okay, here, let's read this. Is ayahuasca a good thing? One survey found that 80% of the people who used the drug reported significant improvements in their mental health symptoms. So again, like, niggas are seriously depressed, lost someone, or whatever. There are also reports of less depressions and higher quality of life. Other findings show that users of ayahuasca report elimination of depression, anxious, and addictive symptoms. Yeah?
Mm. Whoa.
So why I ask is just because the same world of like VR that we're in, to say like, yo, like when you take off your headset, you're like, yo, this is not the real world. And it's just funny that niggas bring that up right here today.
Nigga brought that back, brother. You brought that around, brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure did.
So I got some ayahuasca. Yeah. What's in my cup, man?
Trying to trim balls.
So yesterday, Julian sends me this, like, this doctor, he was an author. He was writing a book. Okay. And he basically took like 6 grams of mushrooms, went into pitch black, like a dark room, and just did all the mushrooms. And he was trying to discover something. And what ended up happening was basically he started tripping out. And then it was like the universe tested him to say, like, if you're really ready to see like really what's going on. He passed the test, and then he went into this, like, he said he immediately got like sucked into this hospital. He wakes up, all his friends, all his loved ones are around him saying, yo, you've been in a coma. That's not really real. When you go back into your body, that's not really real. That's not the real world. Like, and basically ended off by saying, like, yo, don't worry. Like, by the end of it, everyone, like, no one's getting left behind type of thing, right? I'm like, simplifying it to the max right now. But it just had me thinking. I'm just like, yeah, like, fuck. And we were always asking these questions of, like, yo, where are we? And, like, they're on the floating rock and, like, rah, rah, rah. Like, going further more past... You know what I mean? The basic questions of, you know what I mean, what's outside tonight? But with ayahuasca, you're just seeing the real mushrooms. You're seeing the real, and it always leaves me wondering. I'm like, yo, Kale, what is going on here, man? What is really going on here, man? Like, you know what I mean? We're so distracted by so many things that are around us that are so easy, like materialistic things and whatever. But it's just like, yo, I feel like the basic shit is really what we were put here to discover in life. You know what I mean?
Real rap, man. You got to think, distract us from what? What are all these distractions?
What are all these distractions for? Like, it's all these, and man, the human mind is crazy, because if we're able to take these certain things and see certain visions, and
like ideas and dreams and see yourself in different light. And you know what I mean? Go back to saying you're seeing traumatic things happen from your childhood that people are just like, and I can see it in a lot of people where I'm like, ah, like I can see that something's wrong. There's certain things that you got to get over.
Yeah, but I never want to trip with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never want to trip with you.
You're tripping with me.
I kind of brought that up with a VR thing and just made me start thinking of that. But
yeah, in a way it's like a man-made hallucinogen.
It's like the new thing. Yeah. It's like the new thing to say, yeah, like go into this VR world. Whereas like, I never really got into that. Cause I'm like, yo, I don't really like the fact of putting something over my head and my eyes. And like, I'm in this world. Even when we did it at Waleed, it's like a weird feeling for me. Like, just feel like being in it.
To me.
Like, you know, I really don't like being there. Like, but I feel like even when I take the goggles off, I'm like, I'm still not in the real world. You know what I mean?
Well, you could be in a
multiverse.
This isn't someone else's reality. Nigga, somebody else designed all this shit and fucking said, this is what left and right, this is what up and down is. And you know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
Sometimes you go on a little spiritual journey and you find out, you know, what really matters. And like, holy fuck, this shit was like right in front of me the whole time. But I had this fucking, you know, society right in front of me of like, what's what, pretty much. So yeah, for real, you take off the goggles and like, man, we still in this shit, huh?
Yeah.
Unless you're in a mountain, nigga.
You know what I mean? Like in life, you should be taking off layers of goggles. So like
you take off your family goggles sometimes, nigga. How you was raised and shit.
Yeah, oh yeah,
take off my mom's goggles.
Yeah.
Oh nigga.
Yeah. Okay, you, mom, you're tripping, bro. Like you know what I'm saying? So it's like you take this is all just a reminder to you could take off your goggles. You know what I mean? You could put a new pair on. You got probably got a new pair on under you type shit. You know?
And we all got goggles on. Everybody wears goggles, man.
Yeah. All I'm saying, man, I'm going to be pissed if I wake up one day, fucking just take off a wire, and I'm in a tub right now. Like, so this
whole time,
nigga,
fuck.
So what was real? What was
fake? Pizza?
Made up. No, that nigga.
Pizza pocket.
Ritz. Yeah, with some Shizuka got Oh man, yeah, none of this shit is real, man. For real, Sheldon. I know your cap. Sheldon's
maybe,
cap,
man.
Yeah, he's not even. He's I don't even know where. Where are you really, man?
As soon as he goes to the airport, just shuts down. This is AI, Sheldon.
Oh man, but yeah, that's all I got today.
Damn, that was something, man.
Amen. Man, I got a. Everyone's probably seen this video here, man. First off, this came from a tweet saying that the city of San Francisco announced plans to give $5 million to every black resident.
I saw that tweet.
This is me on my way to San Fran. Dog, like, how fast is this guy really going, bro? What's the deal with this video, actually? All jokes aside.
Yo,
he's driving very fast.
Fast, man.
Can we agree that the windows and what's going on outside is real?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because look at the sky. The sky is staying still while everything is honestly nah. This guy,
bro,
he's going
moving, bro.
Fast, bro.
Well, that's really fast, dog.
It's crazy that you could be like going that fast, but like your body's like, you know what I mean? Like
still,
you're chilling and shit.
Yeah,
like,
your body's
I think it's real. I don't think he's going that fast, actually. Now I look at it.
You don't think he's going that fast?
He's probably doing 100 miles per hour.
100?
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much is 100 in kilometers?
Like 130?
130? I didn't been there.
130?
Yeah, but if you look out to the side, like when you're... Nah, this nigga looks like he's on a jet,
he's
bro.
Going
like
very
he's
fast,
going
man.
Fast.
He's so comfortable. Like, he's so at ease.
He even got the shirt off. That's how comfortable he is. He got the skin out.
He has three... I was about to say, he has three layers. Pants, boxers, skin, and then the merino. Like, there's a lot going on, man. Isn't it crazy how much you can dissect from a video? There's so many things going on.
Real talk, man.
Slime is barely holding the steering wheel. Like, he doing one of these. Like, like that's different still.
And thank God for being a man. Man, I got to give it up, man. The lap space, you know what I mean? The lap storage. Like, the lap for males is an extra whole fucking shelf. It's like a little tabletop with things you could put down and shit.
Yeah.
Nah, we got the phone. We got the lighter. We got the fucking, you know what I mean?
Speaking of lap space,
Send a little picture in the group chat. This is my lap space yesterday, man. Listen, brothers, I'm in the gym, but I'm here to tell you, you can be in the gym and still eat what you gotta eat. You understand?
That's why you be in the gym.
Damn.
Go on, gang.
A little lappy meal.
Where's that from?
Huh?
It's from the clown?
You're from the clown, man. No, Orlando, right though.
Golly. Oh, that's a new thing.
Yo.
Hey, I was about to try that too.
No, I used to. Really? These niggas be having crazy meals, man. And
wow.
Combos on the McDonald's app.
Mm.
I love a good app, man. What can I say?
Is it worth getting?
If you eat McDonald's, you might as well get points, come back, get a free Big Mac one day.
Yeah, right.
That was me though yesterday, man. I love eating in the car.
Man, something about a car meal, man. I choose the car over other places sometimes, bro, man.
It's like a soundproof box.
Bro, it's a great place. That's why I started recording videos in my car. Literally, I'm like, yo, this is on top of being just wherever by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, soundproof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got the fucking tents, nigga. You got light control, motherfucker.
And if I need to leave, I just turn
mobile office, man.
Yeah.
Cuss said light control. That's funny.
We were cooling the whips for a minute. So a point, a nigga say, can we get out? You can leave whenever.
Bro, I got pulled over. While being pulled over. Like, I was on my, this was back when we were just back at our dad's crib and shit. Mm-hmm. Summertime, it was like getting nice outside again. We're still waiting on our visas and shit. I just start chilling in the whip, not chilling in the whip, but working in the whip. I just had, man, I got my laptop charged up, some nice battery. I big fat fucking projects to edit. Drive to the countryside, pop the doors, pop the trees, pop the laptop, little office.
Yeah.
Officer nice. Pulls up. What are you doing? Working, motherfucker.
Tell him.
I'm just making sure because people are getting reports of somebody parked up. I'm like, well, they're not wrong. All right.
Well, your sources are right. See, I'm here. Nah, man. Honestly, man, fuck. I'd rather have a cop check on someone because never know what niggas are going through, and like you never know what niggas is up to, man. So,
but you get the wrong cop, motherfucker.
Yeah,
it's just how they check, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I got pulled up when I was doing the same thing, just backed up onto this little countryside.
Oh, you're extreme, nigga. You climbed a fucking hill, reverse onto a hill.
It was nice because you just knew no one's gonna bother you. Everyone's driving past you and shit. But like the cop came, the guy came with, he was private property. The nigga came that owned the property saying, like, oh, what are you doing? People are out here littering. I said, man, look at me. I look like a man that's gonna be littering. And the best thing was, I had a whole bunch of garbage in the car. I said, check that out right there. I'll never.
I said, look at that garbage. Get on out of here.
Remove yourself.
I never understand. Get out. Never understand when people litter, man. There's literally no need to litter. I feel like
I can't litter bigger than my little, you know, like this shit right here.
This is a little digit.
I can't.
Yeah, anything bigger than that, I can't litter it.
That's what's up. It depends on the product. Yeah. If it's like that good paper, back to the source.
Degradable.
True.
Banana peel.
We got biodegradable poopy bags and shit in our little community. And poop is obviously biodegradable. So we're back onto like a ravine, lake, bush, tree, little forest situation. So in my head, I'm always like, can't we just fucking pick up the poop and throw the whole shit over? And then so I had that thought, moved on with life. And then I start seeing over time, I'm like, what the fuck? There's a bag over there, bag over there, bag over there. So literally motherfuckers are just picking up, nigga, just hurling shit.
Oh, really?
Damn. But yeah, biodegradable, man. Back to the source. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, a fucking rat.
Amen, man.
Can we have a moment of like respect, silence, or just a shout out to say, dog, there's no way we play that clip and then someone DMs us saying, dog, that's my boy's sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what happened.
I know you sent the profile. I didn't know how you found it.
Yeah,
Sheldon. He just DM'd me. Yeah, he just DM'd me and said, yo, that's my boy's sister. We laugh at her all the time.
She says blunt.
Yeah, blunt.
Dog, we got to.
Oh, a fucking blunt.
She has to call in and say it.
We got
to
smoke a blunt. Yeah.
We got to smoke a blunt.
I'm at her messenger.
Hey, man, listen, man. It's been a wholesome episode. The Random Order Show, episode 130. Hey, man. We on to a new digit locked in. Amen. Give us a 5-star stunner rating on Apple Pod, Spotify. Tell them why you watch and listen to Random Order Show. RandomOrder.org. Latest episodes, red hot content, new vids, vlogs. Join the Discord. It's all there. We're cooking, man. Amen. Merch tub. Locked in. What are we leaving them with, man?
Let's leave them with some motivation.
There it is. I'll start it off. It's not about what you could put up.
Mm-hmm. Take it. Take it.
It's not about what you could put up. Mm-hmm. It ain't even about what you can put down.
Mm-hmm.
It's about what you keep around.
Y'all a fucking blank.
The blank around.
That's inspiration off the dome, stupid.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Separating reality from real shit. That's it. Oh yeah, I bet.
Oh, that's my. I've been waiting on y'all to talk about this shit.
Turns it on. I've been waiting for y'all to hit that, man.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.